Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Good Kind Podcast. This is Chris Pappalardo welcoming you to a special edition this week during Holy Week. We're podcasting every day leading up to Easter so that you can do this along with your family. And it actually aligns with the Easter blocks that we hope you already have. It's okay if you don't, because this is going to be beneficial for you either way. We're doing three things every day this week. One, we are reading a passage of Scripture. Two, we are pondering that passage together. And three, we're ending by praying together. It's quick, it's easy, and because I am joined by my daughter Lottie, it is also fun. Lottie, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
All right, Lottie, this is day three. How would you say we're doing so far?
Amazing.
Okay. Full of confidence. All right. For those of the folks out there who aren't sure how to get ready, will you tell everybody how to get ready for the passage you're about to read?
Okay, everybody take a deep breath. And clear your mind and space of any distractions. And no moving arms and legs. If you need to grab a fidget, that's okay. And close your eyes. Unless you're driving. Don't close your eyes if you're driving.
Good advice. All right, now let's pray. God, you are here. You are speaking. Open our ears to hear you and our hearts to obey. All right, Lottie, I'm going to have you read another passage from Matthew 21. This is probably the oddest story of the week. Do you have it ready for us?
Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
In the morning, as Jesus was returning to the city, he became hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing on it, but only leaves. And he said to it, May no fruit ever come from you again. And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How did the fig tree wither at once? And Jesus answered them, Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say this to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith.
Told you it was a pretty odd story. So let's give everybody a few seconds to just think about the story that you read. All right, whenever we read the Bible, it's a really good thing to stop and ponder what we've read. That just means think about the things that we just read. So Lottie, what is it in this story that stands out to you?
How Jesus made the fig tree wither in like 5 seconds, even though it was like alive and healthy at the time.
Yeah, I've never tried something like this, but I don't think I would be able to do that if I told a tree to just wither and die. Have you ever tried that?
No, I've never felt the need to.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We didn't put ourselves in that situation, so we didn't have it. Here's something interesting about the fig tree. I don't know if you knew this, but in the Old Testament, God actually called his people a fig tree. Did you know that?
I think I remember it, but I don't know.
So it was a metaphor. God was saying, you're my special fig tree. And if you listen to my words, then you'll grow up healthy and strong and you'll bear fruit. But if you don't listen, then you won't bear fruit. It's kind of like what Jesus was saying here. If you don't listen to his words, not only do you not bear fruit, but you actually wither up and die.
Yeah, it's actually kind of intense.
It is really intense. I think this might be the most intense one of the week, ironically. So here's what I want us to do here. I'm actually going to have you read that last line again. For us just a few times, so we can kind of hear the big moment of the story. So read that line for us a few times slowly so we can let it sink in.
And the fig tree withered at once. And the fig tree withered at once. And the fig tree withered at once.
Thanks, Lottie. All right, we're going to pause here for just a minute. So everybody can think about that truth. If we listen to Jesus, our life will bear fruit. And if we don't listen, nothing will last. What does that make you feel? Lottie, what does that make you feel?
That I need to obey and trust in Jesus and repent when I've done things wrong.
That's a great answer. Yeah, it makes me think something really similar, that Jesus' words must be really, really important. And it's a good thing for us to pay attention and listen to them.
Definitely.
All right, so Lottie, we're going to end this by praying. And remember, praying doesn't have to be complicated. It's just us responding to God, because he's already spoken first. So he's spoken through this passage, and we're just going to say something back to him. So what I'll do is I will repeat what God said here, then we'll give everybody a chance to pray to God. God said, "And the fig tree withered at once." So what is your response? Everybody listening at home, take turns telling God out loud right now.
God, thank you for sending Jesus. Help me to listen to his words so my life can bear fruit. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today on the special Easter edition of the Good Kind podcast. If you haven't already invited other folks in, it's not too late. Send this to a friend so that they can enjoy the rest of the week with you. And until tomorrow, Lottie and I bid you farewell.